Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Gourmet Reader, the show where we discuss literary cuisine. My name is Danielle, and let's cue up some royalty-free music and the sounds of delicious dishes sizzling away. Welcome back, everybody, to the Gourmet Reader Show. Before I begin, I just want to thank you for returning to listen to another episode. Your support means a lot to me. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes and YouTube. Also, be sure to check out my companion blog, which is called The Reader. All links are in the description and show notes. If you are listening via YouTube, be sure to give this video a big thumbs up. And as always, I invite your comments and feedback. Let me know what you think of this episode by writing in the comments below if you are on YouTube, or visit my blog and comment on this post. So today I'm asking a pretty big question. It is, would the character Belle from Disney's Beauty and the Beast read Twilight by Stephenie Meyer? I'm asking this question because on the podcast I host about Disney, we discuss Beauty and the Beast this month. So if you're interested in that, just check for the link in the show notes. And it's February, the season of love, the month of love. And being Beauty and the Beast is a love story, it seems to fit. Twilight is also given the label of love story, but I can give many reasons against it being anything of the sort. The correct term would be probably manipulative or a love potion or just grossly overrated fanfiction. That last one's actually 50 Shades of Grey, but it's all the same when you think about it, right? So, would Belle read the god-awful Twilight books? Well, I hate to admit this, but yes.
Never.
Hear me out on this one, because I do think there's evidence we can gain from the Beauty and the Beast film that would support my theory. And here are three reasons why Belle would pick up and read the Twilight Saga books. Number one, it is a romance novel. While Twilight is far from being a love story, it does hold many qualities that fit into the romance novel category. It actually contains many similar attributes to Beauty and the Beast, which I hate to admit, but it's true. For example, romance novels usually have an anti-hero, Twilight's being Edward Cullen. There's another trope, I don't know if it's known as this, but what I'm calling it is the nature adores a virgin, which is referring to a pure at heart female, that female being Bella Swan. I would argue she's really not pure at heart, she's just boring, therefore she doesn't have an option to be anything else but pure at heart. But anyway. Another trope surrounding the female lead is the broken bird trope, where a character, often a female, has to cope with a tragic event in her life. And I'd say Bella's tragic event is moving to Washington, also in the later books dealing with Edward leaving and being pregnant with an evil vampire baby, I don't know. And then there are more tropes, I'm just gonna name them off, such as unresolved sexual tension, good people have good sex, and my favorite, the magical Native American. See, Jacob's purpose isn't just to impress the soccer moms by taking his shirt off. Does Belle like romance? Yes. We are explicitly shown this in the first song when Belle is sitting at the fountain.
That it's him till chapter 3.
This is really great foreshadowing on Disney's part because they are showing Belle's fate in the book she has read multiple times and loves a lot. Which brings me to point number two, living through a story.
Well, it's my favorite!
It is made clear in the beginning of the Beauty and the Beast film that Belle loves escaping into her books, and she eventually comes to live within her favorite story. A lot of books will do the same thing as Twilight, where the main character doesn't hold up much in terms of personality, although Twilight takes this concept to the extreme. But some examples of great books with everyman characters could include Treasure Island and Harry Potter. These types of characters allow the reader to feel as if they can be the main character of their own of the story, and make them feel like they are literally experiencing what's happening on the page. Knowing what we know about Belle, we know that she wanted to escape her provincial life, and Twilight would fill that void. If you think about it, Twilight has a lot of potential to be a great story. It has vampires, werewolves, a creepy and rainy setting, neat vampire powers, suspense, and all of that could make a really great novel. However, it just fails miserably. But that being said, I can see how the book would grab Belle's attention and take her to a whole new world.
A whole new world!
Don't you dare close your eyes!
Which brings me to my third and final point, number three, fantasy.
This is impossible!
Believe it or not, Twilight does fit into the fantasy bubble. Many don't want to admit that, but it's true. Might not be good fantasy, but it's fantasy. Just like the romance label, Twilight fits many fantasy tropes. I'm not going to go into those now just because they're not as forefront as the romance elements of the book, but when you just read the summary, you can see that the tropes are there for fantasy. Either way, I'm sure this idea of the fantastic would attract Belle's attention. She would be curious to learn how Edward came to be a vampire and how he came to know other vampires. Of course, she may also wonder if Edward needs Pledge to keep up his shiny exterior. Just like traveling through the Beast's castle corridors, Belle would love to travel through the mysteries of Forks, Washington, and discover all of the secrets of the vampires and werewolves. And once again, this fantasy would take her away from her usual world, which has to mean something. So with all of those reasons in mind, yes, I think Belle would most definitely read Twilight. Now, wait a minute. This episode still isn't over. Hear me out a bit more. I only said that Belle would read the Twilight books. I never said she would like them. Here's a confession I must make. I have read all four Twilight books. And what's more, I enjoyed them at the time. I know, I'm talking heresy, but I was 18 and still a bit impressionable, and everyone was obsessed with the book, so I went along with it. I've always very much related to Belle from Beauty and the Beast, but in this instance, I think Belle would make a better judgment call than I would. Belle may be curious and read these books like I once did, however, I don't think she would be impressed after the first book. Belle is an intelligent person and would know good storytelling. Therefore, she would spot the inconsistencies of this book before my pre-college self ever could. And not only that, but Belle is a hipster, let's face it. She is all about swinging against the current. Naturally, she would notice the resemblance of Bella fawning over Edward compared to the blonde triplets gushing over Gaston. She would notice how annoying people are about the books and naturally remove them from her life. I also have a hunch that she may be insulted to share a similar name with the book's protagonist, but hey, who knows? So in conclusion, yes, I believe Belle would read Twilight. So now it's your turn. What book do you think Belle would read? Let me know in the comments below if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening via iTunes or any podcast, website, whatever. Be sure to visit my blog, link is in the description, and you can comment on there. Now before I go, let me give you one quick recipe of the episode that hopefully you can check out and try yourself. The recipe I'm giving you is noisetrade.com. These guys are great. They release free ebooks all the time by some up-and-coming authors. It's really cool because they talk about all kinds of interesting topics, so you should definitely check it out. They're constantly updating you about the newest books that they're adding to their library, I'm constantly downloading them and putting them on my phone. And I don't even like e-readers. I don't like reading on my phone. But I'm so interested in the books that they're offering that I just can't help but download them. I can't wait to read them all. So be sure to check out noisetrade.com. And that is today's episode recipe. So thanks for listening, everyone. This episode was a lot shorter than the first one, but that's okay. Be sure to tune in next month to The Gourmet Reader for some delectable book talk. Allow me to end this by saying that we all know Belle would like Harry Potter better.